The schwa. Vowels shift, negotiate, decay, flatten, close, raise to the ground breath as the tongue lifts its haunches, retreats further up the cave, licks teeth and slimes the roof and hums break to a crack. But this one attends to the neutral field, swabbed from the back of the throat to the middle of the chart, soft, pink, glistening muscle at rest. Easy to spot, difficult to note, its hesitance clips each mother's last breath, weak, unstressed, murmuring and indeterminate, a common, liberal strut, close to you but dressed in any other vowel whilst it syncopates separate splits as it separates with itself. Barely a hairline fracture but jabbing the larynx with 1,000 hidden scalpels under anaesthetic to peel back the syllable skin and expose a tiny, rattling dot. A soft, natural microdot pimple quivering beneath the consonal pelt, jolting little jet blots of blood from the wound in vertical ellipses. It sprinkles all our speech, literally connective tissue, the butt and the voice voiced in ejaculate stutters, suspended, orgasmic sneeze, a choke on a throttle neck, panicked, inarticulate, epithenetic athletes, little Engländers, riot in Munich to keep in stress time, soft, unvarnished ash, unpricked by thorns, a pill turned on its head, its common obscurity unblocked, almost a glottal stop, closed, short, stopped, stumped speech, a schwa invisible.